We're joined by Mike Willman, president at Bluesman Partners in Evanston, a return guest. Hi, Mike. Good to have you back on the program with us.
Thanks for having me on.
This is a tough market to really predict, especially with all of those external events such as Syria happening or perhaps about to happening. What's your take on market sentiment and where we're heading?
Yeah, today's an interesting day. I mean, for the year, we're doing great. You know, the S&P is up nearly 14%. You know, we're definitely off our highs. Today, you know, we get a good story about the U.S. economy growing at a faster pace than we originally thought, 2.5%. This definitely shows the economy is gaining traction, although the recovery is weak when you look at history. And the other bright spot of that report was a 2.6 rise in corporate profits in the U.S. So this would show that companies could be in a good place in terms of adding workers, increasing their investment in the businesses. The other thing that's sort of clouding the week, actually, you know, earlier this week and still clouding today, maybe this is the reason for a little bit of the pullback, is the military action in Syria. There's been a delay, obviously, with the UN urging diplomacy. UK Prime Minister Cameron is facing strong opposition to any action, and I think that's delaying a U.S. action, at least temporarily. It may be inevitable, but at least for today, maybe it's calmed the markets a bit.
We were talking to Diane Swonk a little earlier in the hour, Mike, economist at Mesirow, and she was talking about the second quarter GDP and the nice bump up, but she said that has created an excess of inventories as we're now into the third quarter. The question really is whether the mojo is there to burn off that inventory and perhaps increase corporate profits. What is your thinking?
I mean, that's difficult to determine, really. The thing that I'm focusing on with that GDP number is really this is the last number that the Fed is going to look at before their next meeting to discuss whether or not to start scaling back the $85 billion a month bond buying program. So the question, I guess, there is, does the Fed think this number is strong enough? You know, I think that's the importance of this GDP reading. If you remember when the Fed signaled earlier this year they would pull back from the quantitative easing, the stock market did not like that one bit. Markets don't like uncertainty, and I think that's the big question, is that number strong enough for them to pull back on QE2?
And we have monthly job reports coming out a week from tomorrow. But the Fed has also indicated it would be flexible. If it starts to taper and the numbers kind of flatline for a while, it can always boost up its bond buying.
Sure. I mean, that's an option, too. I think, you know, there's a couple stories I looked at recently about Fed tightening in the past, and definitely it's a concern for bond investors. You know, if rates rise, bond prices are going to fall. But it's important to consider how low historically the levels of interest rates are right now from this round of tightening. And investors have been hungry for income for a long time, you know, with cash rates at zero. I don't think this hunger has subsided. I think if you do see a bump up in rates, you're going to get people interested in bonds again.
Mike, the big story stock today may be Verizon Communications, which appears to be headed for a deal with its largest shareholder, Vodafone, the European telecom. Verizon shares are up about 3%. Vodafone is up a bit. If this deal comes to pass, what will it mean, not just to shareholders, but to customers, do you think?
Hopefully it'll mean improvement. It seems like Verizon obviously wants to take over things. You know, they don't want to be in bed with Vodafone anymore. So I would think that, you know, that signals that they do have some plans for the company that maybe Vodafone isn't on board with. And maybe it ultimately means good things for U.S. cell phone customers.
Verizon is looking at an additional $50 billion debt if this deal goes through, according to the reports I'm reading. Is that sustainable?
I mean, that would scare me to take on that level of debt. But obviously, these guys know what they're doing. You know, if you've been into a store, I'm recently shopping for phones for my kids' cell phones, and you know, the plans are hugely expensive now because of the demand for data. And I think if that continues, you know, that these companies can be in a great position.
Mike, thanks so much for spending a few minutes with us today. Mike Willman is president of Blue Sky Investment Partners in Evanston.